A new UK opinion poll shows half of Britons support a second vote on leaving the European Union. A poll published in a major daily found a third of those surveyed said that they'd be worse off financially outside the world's largest trading bloc. 50% of those polled also supported another vote on the final terms of Britain's exit deal. It was the first major opinion poll since last week's media reports, which said that Britain is now preparing to pay about 50 billion euros to help pave the way for talks on a future trade pact with the European Union. Online poll interviewed some 1,000 adults in Britain. Since the 2016 Brexit referendum, calls have grown for Britain to change its mind and avoid the repercussions of leaving the single market. And our correspondent Roshan Saleh says the EU for now has very little hope to reach an agreement with Britain on outstanding Brexit issues.
There are a lot of issues to be ironed out, and the EU are saying that they're not even going to get to the main issue that Britain is concerned about, and that is a trade deal, until they've ironed out these sticking points. Now, the British government is in a very weak position because it needs a trade deal more than the EU needs Britain. Of course, the UK is a major economy within the European bloc, so therefore, big nations like Germany and France and others would like to continue trading with the UK, but ultimately the UK needs the EU more than the EU needs the UK. The Conservative government in this country is internally divided between those Conservatives who want a hard Brexit and a soft Brexit. That is, hard Brexit being something along the lines of leaving the European Union, leaving the European Court of Justice, and having virtually no relationship with the EU whatsoever, whereas a soft Brexit means they leave some institutions of the EU, but they retain a core trading relationship with the European bloc. While we have this weak Conservative government propped up by a bunch of extremists, quite frankly, in Northern Ireland, and if those extremists in Northern Ireland didn't prop up the Conservative government, it would fall. At the same time, we have Jeremy Corbyn waiting in the wings, and many are predicting that, it's only a matter of time, perhaps months, that a second general election will have to be called, and obviously Jeremy Corbyn would be favourites to win that election.